Our focus on fixed income is brought to you by PIMCO. For investors who demand more than the markets deliver, all investments contain risk and may lose value. Consult your investment professional before investing. And before we do anything having related to fixed income, we consult with our own Katie Linzel, Bloomberg News fixed income expert, joining us from our London studios. Katie, thanks very much for being with us. How about kicking it off, telling us about the high yield market in Europe compared to the high yield market, let's say, in the United States? Are people still optimistic about buying high yield debt?
Hi, well, yeah, thank you for having me. People are pretty optimistic in Europe, and the kind of year we've had, I mean, it's been a bumper year. We've had a record 96 billion euros of bond sales. That's up 60% from the year before. And this is down to healthy M&A activity, appetite to refinance. Those themes we're seeing across both sides of the pond. So that is expected to pretty much continue next year. The key thing is, what is going to be happening to rates? What is going to be happening to our central banks that have been propping up fixed income markets for many, many years now? And I think at the moment, investors are erring on the side that they're still around. They're still going to be supporting us. This has allowed companies to really push the letter a bit on what they can get away with. We've seen them selling record amounts of the lowest rated, riskiest bonds you can in high yield. That's triple C, had a record amount in Europe this year at 7 billion euros. So, it looks like there's quite a lot of the heat in the market in that part, at least.
Katie, we talked earlier about the impact of currencies on the commodity universe. What about on the fixed income universe?
Well, looking at currencies, I think sterling is an interesting one to look at there. We've seen a lot of impact on sterling from Brexit, and that has actually partly also connected to the buying from the Bank of England, their bond buying program. We've actually seen a lot of sterling issuance. So we've seen £37 billion of sales this year. That's the most since 2009. So we've also seen a lot of companies using cross-currency basis swaps. They're thinking, you know, we might not be using those sterling proceeds, but we can swap them back, and that can work really well for us. So a market, you know, sterling market that a few years ago people were thinking there's no appetite here, it's pretty dead, that's actually doing pretty well off the back of that.
Investment grade. I was noting, for example, that in the United States, U.S. investment grade corporate bond index, the Bloomberg Barclays index, is the tightest spread since 2007, I believe.
Yeah. Looking at European investment grade, it's really been telling an interesting story. We had, looking at the spreads, you can look at the yields as well, record low yield of 0.7% in November. So that's an area of the market where people are wondering, how much longer can this go on for? Yes, the ECB has been buying investment-grade corporates since June of last year. I think the purchases are about 130 billion euros now. So a huge amount of buying has been happening. But how much longer can this really keep going for? How much longer can it stoke appetite in the market? Returns this year are about 2%. And while that's not terrible, it's down from about 5% last year. So this is the part of the market where yields are so tiny. There's very little on offer for investors.
They're so really why take the
question
risk?
This. Well, I guess because it's still something, it's still a little bit extra than you get in sovereigns, isn't it? Where a lot of yields are negative. So it at least offers something extra. And at least you know you're in most cases in investment grade, you know, putting some recent hiccups like Steinhoff aside, you're in companies that are really pretty high rated and have got a good story to tell. So investors are crossing their fingers that that's going to continue.
What does the credit market look like, though, in 2018? We've seen some troubled sectors, some bounce backs, whether it's energy, whether it's retail. What are you hearing about 2018?
I think retail is an area that people are still going to be pretty concerned about going ahead. We had the Toys R Us debacle towards the end of this year. And then looking at the UK, New Look is a company that's expected to be restructuring their debt soon. So retail, definitely an area to only go into for the bravest people. In general, people are going to be looking at what the Fed's doing, whether the ECB is going to keep up their purchases, what's going to happen towards the end of next year. That's something that's going to be a major highlight. Metals and mining is an area that people have done very well off so far this year. We've seen returns of about 30% for companies such as Vale and others in that category. And that's something that's expected to continue next year. One of the major factors there is that China has been, or at least been saying it's very committed to cutting production of metals that pollute. So that's something that would help those companies. Also, President Trump has been pursuing these pro-growth policies. That's something that's helping those kind of companies and is expected to continue.
Katie, just quickly here. I was reading a story that you contributed to earlier in the month, and it had to do with Oxford University. And
yeah.
I'm wondering if you could just tell people what they did. Not every university can do this.
Yeah, so we had Oxford University come forward and sell these record massive maturity bonds. They were following the steps, in a way, you could say, of Cambridge University that did so back in 2013. But they achieved such a low yield on these notes. And it just shows that really investors are, that there's appetite out there for interesting companies. Oxford University never sold bonds in the market before. It was and a very highly rated credit. You know, we're talking about a top rated credit.
100-year debt.
Yeah. It really shows that investors are out there for unusual, safe as houses credits. They're really offering a great deal, and not great deal in terms of the yield on the table. if you want to go for somewhere that's really safe, I mean, I think it's pretty safe to say Oxford University is going to be around in 100 years. So yeah, investors are pretty keen on that one.
Indeed, they've been around since the 11th century.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Katie Linzel, expert when it comes to credit and fixed income, joining us from our London Bureau. You're listening to Bloomberg Surveillance. I'm Pim Fox, along with Carol Masser.